Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Annie Fry Show, and I'm glad you're here with us on a Friday afternoon. Do you have big plans this weekend, Ryan?
I have so few plans that I looked at my schedule and thought maybe my wife forgot to fill
it
in.
You screwed it up?
Yeah, because we have almost nothing. It's great.
There's nothing like nothing.
Here's the thing, though. Because of the season that we're all headed into, this is probably the last
Christmas?
Nothing weekend that we're going to see for 4 months. And then Christmas. Are you looking forward to Christmas already? Yeah. Are you looking forward to Halloween at all?
Yeah, it's fun on the way past it.
Are you okay with there being Christmas decorations out now?
I'm never mad at Christmas decorations.
I don't like them this early. I don't like Halloween this early.
Do people have decorations out on their house, or are you just talking about in the stores?
In the stores. Drives me crazy. I'm like, look, it's 95 degrees out.
Why does it... But if you buy stuff at the store, it doesn't mean it's going up immediately at your house.
I'm just reminded. In the aisle at Walgreens and Walmart, that's the seasonal aisle, once you get past...
They don't have
back to school
Christmas stuff up in Walgreens yet, though, do they?
No, but they do have Halloween stuff. It was instant. It was all orange and yellow and pumpkins. And I'm like, dude, I'm not ready for this. It's too hot. It's just too hot for it. I get that you don't have anything between now and then, so you're just going to fill it up. But it just drives me crazy for some reason.
What? You don't have anything between now
Yeah, there's
and
no
what?
Other holiday stuff to put up between now and Halloween. Like they're not going to put Labor Day decorations in there.
Then you put fall stuff up.
I mean, that's kind of what it is.
Our house, our August, September, October, November is shifts of adding fall into the home. And then you get to mid-September, late September, the ghosts and the pumpkins and the jack-o'-lanterns come out. And then after Halloween, the jack-o'-lanterns come down, but the pumpkins stay up. And then, I'm just going to be honest, the first free weekend I have, Christmas decorations go up. It's not unusual for us to have Christmas decorations up at Thanksgiving dinner.
Do you put up Halloween anything?
Yeah, I love...
So you fall stuff, though. It's not Halloween specific.
No, I have a big light-up sign that says Boo, and I have a lot of ghosts and jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay, but do you take them down on November 1st?
I just said that I did.
Okay, I'm just making
sure. Do you listen to the show?
Well, I didn't know if you just put up the next ones whenever you could, or you took those down immediately.
I just said that as soon as Halloween is over, I take down the jack-o'-lanterns, but the pumpkins stay out. So yes, the Halloween stuff comes down after Halloween is over, but the fall stuff can stay out until, yes, probably Thanksgiving, but maybe not if my schedule is going to be tight.
I'm being really grumpy here in saying this, mm-hmm. but if I see Halloween decorations past the first week of November, I'm already mad at you.
Why? Why do you care?
I don't know what it is about the seasonal stuff. It drives me crazy.
Can we pull the curtain back a little bit here? Are you just doing this for the air? Do you actually have a negative, like a
yes.
visceral emotion?
I have real emotions, positive and negative, to the seasonal stuff.
When somebody else who you don't know has a jack-o'-lantern sitting on their porch and it's November 8th. And you're like moved by that.
The smaller it is, the less important it is. But when I still see a giant 15-foot tall skeleton that's got red eyes on Thanksgiving, I'm like, dude, you have abdicated your responsibility to society. You need to take that down.
You sound like Putin. That's something Vladimir Putin would say.
If I do.
And if you didn't
then
do
he's
it,
got good English.
He'd kill you.
Yep.
Send you to the front lines.
It's the kind of power I want.
Jack-o'-lanterns, mid-November. Nope. Not here. Not in Collinsville.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, that makes everybody decorate less.
And don't you want more?
I do. I like the decorations. I just want people to be responsible.
It would be freeing to let go of your concern about what other people have up for decorations.
I can't.
Okay. Something to work on. We're watching right now at Joint Base Elmendorf, Anchorage, Alaska. And this is really quite something. There are, look at the smiles on these two very, very powerful men's faces. Ooh, a double thumbs up from Vladimir Putin and a handshake. There are two planes parked there on the tarmac, stairs walking down, of course, from the airplanes, and red carpets, one lined from the Air Force One and another lined at a 90-degree angle, no less, from Vladimir Putin's plane. I wonder what that's called.
Why does this look so iconic?
It's iconic, of course, because Donald Trump produced this.
I guess so.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. So you have the two of them. They walked simultaneously off of the airplanes. So they're, it's like an apprentice entrance.
It's crazy. What right? You're watching right now will be B-roll for another 20 years.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and of course, because he's the best president this country's ever had. We don't know how it's going to end, according to your words. And
no,
that matters.
Don't. We don't.
But we're watching as they are walking at a 90 degree angle towards one another down red carpets. And as I was waiting for them to do the like dirty dancing lift. Now that would be iconic.
Yeah. Especially if it was Putin lifting Trump.
That's so funny. Because Trump is like, would you say 6 inches taller than him?
Yeah. Putin's not short.
Putin is short.
He is? I thought he was at least...
He's probably taller than you.
5'12".
5'12"? What's the matter with you? Can you find out how tall Putin is, Brad?
I'll look it up.
So Putin is walking, like I said, at this 90-degree angle. They're walking towards each other. And Putin's doing his Putin walk. And he sees Trump. He gets his huge smile on his face. Pops two thumbs up. And Donald Trump's like, hey, my buddy, my man. And Hillary's like, see? No.
And there was a handshake where both of them were smiling.
Yeah.
And then there was the old Trump two-handed shake momentarily.
As they were walking together right before the handshake, Vladimir Putin had a big old right hand reached out to go in for the handshake, like anticipating, like, I'm going to start this handshake. And his hand was up on the top, which I think is probably a power move.
Yeah.
But going in, and they... so. Vladimir Putin comes in with the right hand on the top to shake the hand, and Trump's like, I got a left hand that's going on the top. And then they did the hand thing where they just kept placing hands on top of each other, still doing it on
the
tarmac.
And then they're each touching each other's shoulder, like with the other hand. Like, oh, yes, I'm in control. No, they looked like they were actually...
That last part I made up. They're not doing that pancake thing with the hands.
5'7". You're right.
Told you.
I didn't know he was that short.
I actually was looking at his shoes because I've seen him in situations where he will do things to make himself look taller. I'm sure he's wearing lifts. But that's a very, very, very common thing for people to engage in. So now they're in this fancy limo, and they'll go have a chat.
What if they get out of the limo and they're like, we did it.
We're good.
Right now.
I would say that upon just the visual of what we took in, that looks very cordial.
Looks positive.
They looked happy to see one another. And that is, they know, they're very, very aware of the impact of it. Wouldn't it be funny if Donald Trump was driving that car?
Get in the back.
Putin is he's in the lady seat.
You know what's funny? There's another time. It's the only other time I can remember on this show. No, it's not. It's two. There's two. This would be the third that I've watched live coverage of a news event and thought, we're going to see that forever. That was one of them just now. The other ones... were with you live. We covered Trump walking in to get his mugshot. And we thought, we'll see this forever. Because it was only a real short little bit of time of him walking in to get that. And we thought, this will be played on loop. And it was, but only for a short period of time. And the other one, January 6th.
Which we covered in during COVID.
Yeah, we did.
It was in my basement studio.
Were we still?
Oh, heck yes.
On January 6th, I guess we were.
Yes.
But I remember watching that live.
Unless you were
on
here.
The air. I might have been. I feel like I was here.
I was at home. All right. Well, let's take a break. We're going to watch and follow every minute of this. Of course, there's no news that we can bring you while they are having their chat and making news. But if anything surfaces here, I mean, potentially the possibility of peace and a ceasefire negotiation, an agreement could happen right here before we wrap the show. I don't anticipate that, but we will have whatever news happens certainly here on the show, and I can assure you that Mark Reardon will be following it very closely as well when he picks up for us at 3 o'clock. All right, if you got to ask us anything, questions, hit us up in the YouTube live chat. And while you're there, and while Donald Trump is again brokering peace across the world, let us know who you think the best American president ever is. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Donald Trump, or someone else. Ryan said earlier in the show, there's no way Donald Trump will ever be the best president of this country.
Oh, come on now. I did not say that.
That was my interpretation.
That was paraphrased.
That's what I heard.
That is not true.
No?
He could. I'm saying I'm not voting for him, but that he could be someday.
If Trump comes out during the show and says, we did it, it's done.
No, it's not. We need to see 3.5 more years, Annie.
You're tough, man. All right, go vote. We'll be right back.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we just talked about how President Trump and Vladimir Putin, President Putin, have just deboarded their planes. And I can't help but notice Donald Trump had to walk 20 yards, 30 yards to get to his red carpet. Vladimir Putin's red carpet started at his plane. Concessions are being made already.
Wow. It was a power play.
Yeah. Donald Trump gets to the bottom of the stairs from his plane and does the Donald Trump coat flip, grabs the bottom of his coat and pops it. He doesn't button it. He just pops it. He's very good at that.
Yeah.
He's very short. I know you guys were talking about
Vladimir
that
Putin,
just a second ago.
5'7".
Those two next to each other.
I did not think he was that short.
Yeah, he's tiny.
I mean, not that 5'7 is crazy short, but it's compared to Trump.
It's extremely short, yeah. Ryan.
When Ryan stands tall, he strives.
I'm 5'9½.
Minus 2.5 inches.
Nobody who's tall uses halves.
I got to stretch to 5'10 sounds big. So I'm like, oh, man, I'm really close.
It's the equivalent of when you're
5'10
little.
5'10 sounds big?
5'10 sounds like you could never make fun of that guy for being short. So I'm so close to it.
It's the equivalent of being like 7 years old and using half years. That's basically the same.
Or if you're 59 and a half or older, you can do some transitions with your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Retirementkey.com.
Nice. Cha-ching.
We're watching to see any news that might develop here in the course of the next 40 minutes here with our show. If anything develops with President Trump and President Putin as they meet in Alaska on this historic event, Ryan was talking about the iconic nature of the image of them walking down the red carpet. We will break into our coverage of very important things like next question, which we will do as soon as it goes.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
Ryan, you go first.
Getting ready to go back into school.
Yeah.
What was your worst grade of school?
Seventh grade. Easily.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. Hated it.
Did the girls bully you too?
I don't remember them doing that, but it's very possible
probably
that they did.
You wouldn't notice. Why was seventh grade bad for you?
It was terrible because you go from being a big fish in a little pond, or even a little fish in a little pond.
So did was
to
junior high.
Junior high, and it is not just it's the age and the mix of all these kids trying to make a place for themselves, and it's the only age eighth and maybe ninth grade or seventh and eighth grade where the bullies really kind of ruled. Because by the time you get a little older, people start to realize, oh, those guys are idiots.
Yeah. You don't give them the credit to do the things that they want to do.
Yeah.
Were you bullied?
I don't know that I'd say bullied. I mean, by today's definition of yes, everybody's bullied by today's definition.
No, but I mean, like, were you really bullied? Did you feel like you were bullied?
I didn't, like, have a bully or anything. It was just everybody's a 13-year-old boy and just fighting constantly.
Really?
But not really fighting. Just kind of like adrenaline.
Everybody's jockeying.
Yes.
For what?
I'm not sure, but it was awful. I hated it. But it did help me develop a sharper wit. Because it was the only defense I had for a couple years. And then everything evened back out.
I seventh grade was terrible for me. I was super bullied and isolated, like intentionally isolated. I was told when I was being isolated. They would let me know.
That's terrible.
It's terrible.
So you were bullied.
Without a doubt bullied.
Bullying looks different for boys and
girls. And my daughter, hardcore bullied in seventh grade. She has just gone through all of this. It's been ridiculous.
It's the age as much as anything.
I think it is. Like, I think it's something you just have to endure. The question I have, though, is, like, when parents know that their kids are bullying, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
In this day and age, what's the matter with you? And seventh grade, everybody I talk to, everybody feels like they're on the other end of that. You know? Like, I don't think that you can get out of it. And so how much of the actual bullying is taking place in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much of it are you seeing, but it's not really, like, the actions that are being taken aren't intentional? Maybe people aren't going out of their way to be nice, but maybe it hurts a little extra because you've got an exposed nerve or something like that. But, like, when it does cross over to the extra bullying thing, where are the parents? why are you okay with it? And it's either they're completely absent or they're bullies themselves.
Or they're hearing everything through the lens of their own kid.
Yeah, but at some point, really, when other people are telling you that your kids are being bullies and you're still ignoring it, now I'm like, well, now I get your kid.
Hmm. Yeah.
I just was commenting with somebody on, I don't know, have no idea who they were, on X last night, and they were talking about how moms feel their kids' pain in a way that dads just don't. Like, it's just different. Like, the way a mom will internalize something that their child's going through emotionally, like holding an emotional burden, it's just different. Mm. And I wrote to this, I don't know who it was. I said to this guy, I'm like, is there a bully situation? And he was like, sort of. I think we all have these stories. What about you? Worst grade?
Sixth grade was the worst for me. The second day of school, walking to the bus stop, about halfway there, stopped in my tracks, and it was the first time that I had a panic attack and just had, like, just remember feeling straight anxiety. Ran back home in tears, and from that day, I mean, going to bed at night, like, waking up in the morning, it was just tears out of fear. I don't know where it came from, and I dealt with it for probably 2 to 3 months. The rest of that school year, finally felt like I got into a routine. And then it returned for the start of 7th grade, and it was a little bit shorter. And then it returned for the start of 8th grade, it was a little bit shorter.
Was it an anxiety thing that you had, and that was the circumstance you're in, or did something cause you to have...
Super... And I always got picked on at school, and that was hard, but that didn't, like, go away, you know, at the beginning, or, you know, halfway through the school year. That was always there. I really don't... I think part of it was... You grow so comfortable, right? And then all of a sudden there's massive change. Middle school is huge change. It's huge insecurities, right?
So, but 6th grade was middle school for you?
Middle school started in 6th grade.
So it's really the same
for
thing for you, Ryan, yeah, as a 7th grader. Brad, what about you?
It was, I would say, every year of high school. Starting from my first day of my freshman year till the day that I got my diploma. I didn't even walk in my graduation. The day that I got my diploma. And it was anything from bullying to struggles in class. I struggled with, I played baseball, and like kids on my baseball team would throw my cleats behind bushes and stuff and hide them because we weren't allowed to wear them in whenever we would go make
Why'd
the phone calls.
Why'd they pick on you? Just because people pick on you?
Yeah, people get into that mindset about somebody, and they're like, that one's squishy, we'll go after him. And I mean squishy in a way that they knew that it could hurt me. And so I just... You know, that's what I dealt with my entire high school career. Part of it was it's a small school. So, you know, I moved to that town in the middle of my 8th grade year. So you guys were talking about 7th grade and getting into that. I had going into middle school and then going into a new middle school in a small town where it's like if you weren't from one of these three towns, they weren't interested in talking to you or letting you in or anything like that. So I was perpetually on the outside. Played baseball, had a .600 batting average my sophomore year. My junior year, the coach says, hey, why don't you not try out for baseball this year? We got some other people we want to look at.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, it was brutal. And then my senior year, I went to a different school that was a vocational school. It got a little bit better there, and then, you know, graduated and got done and just got out of there.
Do you have any friends from that time?
That I still talk to? No, I don't. I haven't seen anybody that I know from that time.
School sucks. The social stuff sucks. I don't know that it's harder now. A lot of people will say that it's harder now with social media
stuff. It's in a different way.
It's different. And it's hard to parent knowing that it was not easy when we were going through it. I mean, my husband has his same stories too. There were times where both of us stood up for our morals and our principles. And I always go back and think it was probably super, like, people probably thought we were like super self-righteous about stuff. And, you know, I can kind of put in the context of we decided we weren't going to do something. Other people felt judged by that, whatever. But he and I both have very similar high school situations where we kind of did the same thing. We were at different high schools. We did not know each other. And it kind of isolates you to an extent. You know, I have a small group of friends or whatever, but it's just difficult. Like, I think everybody has that experience. Even bullies. And I can think about a whole bunch of bullies that I've been at the other end of or that I've seen bully other people. They're never happy people. They're never people who... It's not like you see the bully. If you pay attention to them, they're not people who you'd really rather be.
Old pastor always said, hurting people hurt people.
Yes. Amen to that. That's exactly right. Good question. Way to start it out. And we took up the whole segment doing that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do more next question, ask us anything when we come back. We're continuing to monitor President Trump and President Putin in Alaska as they discuss the potential of a ceasefire and maybe the end of a war that has gone on for years now. You're in the right place here on 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis Conservative. Don't go away.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. And find it.
Maybe we have made a blind. All right, we're watching and waiting to see when the President Trump, President Putin meeting taking place right now in Anchorage, Alaska at, was it Elmdorf? Did I get that right? Air Force Base?
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. But we're waiting to see what transpires here, and we will bring you the latest news as it is released to us. We will certainly bring it to you. And so keep it here. And Mark Reardon, of course, coming in next. Any sort of breaking news that happens, he will make sure that you're up to speed. So you're in the right place here at 97.1 FM Talk. It's great to be a Fox News Radio affiliate here in St. Louis on days like this. And we'll keep you informed as information happens. It is Friday afternoon, though, so we're going to do a little more Ask Us Anything here. Brad, I'm going to tee you up here. What is your next question?
Well, let's go a little bit lighter with this one. What is the something that is like seemingly insignificant that can bring you some comfort? And I'm not talking about like
ice cream.
There you go.
Well, I was going to say ice cream.
Do we have ice cream here?
There is some here.
But it's, oh, what should I do? It's Oh, dearest dear.
It's somebody, they offered to let us try some of their ice cream sandwiches. And they were supposed to deliver them at 2 o'clock. We haven't tasted them yet, though.
They have been delivered. But the person who knows where they are is not in the room right now.
Oh, no.
I'm sure they're in a freezer. We've got two.
Yes.
I don't know that there's like a sure hide and seek situation. There.
Are they on the roof?
In the weather center?
Which freezer?
If you pick wrong, you can't have one.
I hate to break it to you, but the ice cream sandwiches are called Sugar Witch. So
that sounds fantastic.
I know. We don't know if they're good, though. We haven't tried them yet.
What are the chances we bite into one of those and go, ew?
I don't know. They wanted us to try
them. I think it's about zero.
And we said, we'll try your ice cream. We
yes,
get to give
will.
A fair review, but they're called Sugar Witch. What brings you...
Are they local?
What brings you comfort? Little thing, he said.
Man, it's that stuff. I mean, it really is.
Sweets?
It's sweet. I
Does it actually make you feel... happy.
Yes. Although I physically feel a little bit worse on the weekends when I'm eating sugar again. So it's weird because I look forward to getting to the weekend because I'm doing this diet where I don't eat any added sugar during the week.
He doesn't eat any added sugar that he knows of.
That I know of. Sometimes I'm blind to it.
But if he eats something and it has added sugar and he doesn't look at the nutrition label, then it's not there. This is not the added sugar that you're looking for.
Is there any in a McGriddles? I don't know.
Probably not. It's not like they put it on the top.
It doesn't matter because I don't know. But I eat no added sugar during the week. So I look forward to the weekend all week because I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. But then I get into the weekend and I go, oh, I'm looking forward to the week again because I'll feel better.
What about you, Brad?
For me, it's Legos.
Sweet.
I have found this is a recent development in my life, probably in the last 3 months or whatever. But it doesn't make me like feel good and excited or stuff like what Ryan's, but just peace and calm. And it's like, okay, I can shut everything else out, all the other noise, and just kind of focus on what I'm doing. And at the end, I've made something really cool, which is really neat. Like, the ability to create something cool is one of the things in my life that I really, really like.
How did you word that question?
What is something seemingly insignificant that brings you comfort?
I will add to that.
Is this about sugar?
No, it's not. Whenever I have a vacation planned, it is such a source of joy.
You're a jerk.
The vacation itself is a lot of fun, but it's between now and then.
You're a jerk.
That I love it. Why?
Mine was going to be planning vacations.
Did you?
That's ridiculous.
What a scoop.
Gary Bud. Well, how about this one? I love my children who are Charlie, Evelyn, and
he
Molly.
Said that's why I asked him to restate the question because I wanted to talk about something that was insignificant. My children are the most significant thing in my life. Because I was going to say that brings me joy is the Molly running to me going, Mommy. But that's not insignificant. You know what is insignificant? Watching YouTube videos about places I want to travel.
Yeah, that's insignificant.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for just taking it right out of the wind out of the sails.
You know what's been cracking me up lately? Thinking about some moment on this show when you guys were talking, about our kids, and I refer to my kids as Gabbard and Hegseth.
What?
Like, I'm so,
I don't
like,
even
I was,
remember
I'm
that.
So, I haven't done it. I was just waiting for the moment when, like, I would be so MAGA that my kids were named Gabbard and Hegseth.
Here's my question to you in our next question segment. The next question is, while our YouTube poll is who is the best American president ever, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Donald Trump, or someone else, how likely do you think in 20 years from now that Donald Trump is loved really in a universal way like Ronald Reagan was?
Ooh.
I think it's likely.
I would say it's likely, too. I don't know that there are segments of our population that could ever get there. But
no, but I think
overall,
they're gonna look, aren't they going to look absolutely ridiculous if Donald Trump continues to win the way he has? He's done some remarkable things. The people who hate him for the sake of breathing, aren't they going to look absolutely ridiculous?
There were a lot of people, I think, even going into 2024, who looked back at the first term and said, yeah, it felt chaotic when we were in it. But I look back on the results and I'm like,
stability.
What am I missing? Maybe I was part of the problem, you know?
Have you heard Ronald Reagan talking about protesters and how they're shrieking, and when he talks about Democrats and everything? There are so many similarities that that we don't really... We were all alive during Reagan's presidency in this room, but we don't remember Reagan's presidency. We probably remember our parents talking about Reagan. Ronald Reagan. Even when you say the name, you like pause with reverence over the name of President Reagan. I'm sure that Ronald Reagan's successes in the moment made some people's skin crawl because he was so successful at implementing conservatism in a lot of functional ways that, of course, the people who hated his politics, that their skin would crawl. I'm just wondering if we will talk about Donald Trump the way our parents talked about Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. I'm almost guaranteeing that we will.
You think so, Brad?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And like Ryan was saying, there are people that will never get over it. It's the same kind of people that never got over Reagan. There are people out there that still...
It's got to be worse, though, doesn't it?
I don't know, because there are people out there that still cringe, like, I don't know, Reagan's so good. And it's like, I see what kind of person you are. No, it'll be 100% exactly
Ryan
the same.
Hates Donald Trump.
Yeah, it'll be 100% the exact same as the way it was for Reagan as it is for Trump.
What Annie just said is not true. My son, Hegseth, would tell you otherwise.
You're so weird. Next question.
My daughter Gabbard.
You should switch him.
No, having a son named Hegseth is the most bro thing you could possibly do.
Hey, they're showing awesome? Right now. They're showing right now on Fox News a two-podium stage with chairs in front, which you would assume that the press would likely be seated at. So the possibility of President Trump and President Putin coming out to a joint press conference would be a very positive thing. I can't imagine if they disagree and can't come to some sort of conclusion that they're going to take that stage. So if somebody walks up and removes one of those podiums, we'll know.
And I can also guarantee
but it's
you
set,
that
a table set for two right now.
By tomorrow, there will be AI of them walking out and fighting. Somebody
question,
will make that video.
Next question, Ryan.
Next question, we're nearing the end of summer. Ice cream or custard?
Custard. No. No doubt.
Ice cream or frozen custard?
I think I'd go frozen custard. I'm not exactly 100% sure of the difference, but I think the frozen custard just sounds more decadent. So
it
I would
is.
Like that.
It's creamier, thicker.
Yeah, I would like that.
It has all the things that I should like more about
you're
it.
You're going to say ice cream, aren't
I
you?
Still,
you
I still think
is
I that like ice cream.
Is that all you're thinking about right now is ice cream?
Kind of. But no, that one was written down.
Are you sad?
Well, I'm sad that it's not in my mouth.
Next question.
I'm happy
Brad.
That it's
I
Friday.
I got nowhere to go with that.
Is there a movie that surprised you that you didn't expect to love and then you ended up liking it a whole lot?
Wicked.
Oh, man. You go, because I got to think about it.
Wonka.
So mine
you didn't
is,
think you'd like it?
No.
Mine's a throwback because I was real young. It's A League of Their Own. It's like there's nothing about that movie that says Brad should like it, but I really like that movie.
Baseball?
Yeah. But I don't know. I just, if it's on, I will stop whatever I'm doing and watch it. And I think a big part of that is John Lovett's character.
Hey, cowgirls, use the grass, don't eat it. Moulin Rouge is definitely up there on that for me. I went to see Moulin Rouge in the theater and was so mad at that movie that I wanted to leave, but I was with my friend Stacy at the time seeing it. And it's my all-time favorite movie ever. And I thought we were just going to see a movie. I didn't know that it was a musical, that it was like a Baz Luhrmann artsy-fartsy type of production. And they're breaking out into songs by the Beatles and U2, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. That's not what these songs wouldn't have been there in turn-of-the-century France. But I didn't know. And I hated it. I was so mad at it. And then something happened, and it is my favorite movie ever. The movies that I think I'm not going to like are often very artistic, probably musical presentations. I would say my favorite movies are Moulin Rouge, Wonka. Wicked is not of my favorite movies, but I watched it and I was like, that was really good. And The Greatest Showman is such a great movie. Love it. You can watch The Greatest Showman and Wonka with anybody at any time. Moulin Rouge, put that one on the shelf for at least 16.
Okay, here's a weird one. 2001 A Space Odyssey. That movie, I'd seen some clips of it, and I'm like, what in the world is this with the chimpanzees at the beginning and the monolith and it's in space? And then I watched it when I got a little older, and I'm like, dang, that was a cool movie. I mean, Stanley Kubrick was fantastic, so he earned his reputation. And also Jurassic Park. All my friends were super excited about seeing it, and I was not a dinosaur kid. You know, you had dinosaur kids and non-dinosaur kids. That was a non.
Real quick, last question for me. Have you guys seen Roblox in the news?
Yes.
Roblox has an enormous amount of what is referred to as CSAM. there is a lot of very, very sexual content on Roblox. And Roblox is the number one destination for games and fun online for kids. Chances are your kids or your grandkids are connected to or playing Roblox. And Louisiana is leading a charge suing Roblox. Roblox today, their stock has plummeted from where it was. And I wanted to talk about this more on the show, but I don't know how to talk about it on the show. Because I respect that a lot of you are listening maybe with little ears around. But you need to look into the Roblox story. My quick question to you guys is, should there be a legal age limit on when children can access the internet?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah, yes.
Do you have an age in mind?
No, I don't. Ooh. I could be persuaded that it should be 13, but I could see parental supervision allowing it much earlier.
Brad?
I would say 14. And I think that's about when kids start high school.
You're talking about solo, right?
Just that they should be able to access the internet, yes. Because you can't mandate parental supervision.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 14.
I'm with you on 13. It totally depends on the kids. And it has to be, we have to live in a culture where we let parents parent children. So you can't stick the government in the middle of that relationship and tell the government that they get to parent kids. But what the government absolutely should do is exactly what's going on in Louisiana, is checking the businesses and the products that are being served to kids that have child sexual content on them, and kids are being accessed through adults who are posing as children, and the sexual content is, oh my gosh, if your kid is on Roblox, I plead with you to get Roblox far, far, far away from your child. And if you want to learn more, get on X. Do a search. Look at Roblox today. It is not allowed in our household, and we've been very definitive about that with our kids. We're like, no, don't ask. It's not going to happen. There's nothing you can say to persuade us. I'm very glad that we did that. There are other places it can creep in as well, so you have to be diligent. But Louisiana and the government needs to put pressure on these companies and these products to make sure that they are not taking advantage of our children. And if there is an opportunity for people to take advantage of our children through these platforms, the companies should get raked over the coals for it. That's my answer to my own question. We got to go. We got to take a break. You got to give away tickets.
Yes,
we'll
we do.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Cover girls don't cry after the
face is made. But the time is now to get on to the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll and tell us who you think is the best American president ever. I went with the three that Donald Trump says are up there for the best president ever. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Donald Trump. And then, of course, the fourth option is someone else. We've had a lot of votes for other people. Reagan, Grant, Coolidge, Truman, FDR, Eisenhower, Jackson, Taylor, Teddy Roosevelt. Any of those honorable mentions really stick out to either of you guys?
Well, my man Taft isn't on there.
Oh, stop it. What do you know about him?
Died in a bathtub.
That's what I know about him.
And he was part of the turn of the century three of the Teddy Roosevelt, Taft, and Wilson. What do they call those guys? Not the New Deal guys. Is that what they were? Something like that. Reagan should be on there for sure.
Yeah.
Coolidge, I think, is underrated.
That's a late breaking development amongst history peoples. Like his presidency was underrated.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And for you?
Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan and Grant actually.
If I were making this list of possible options just off of like who Annie thinks are the top three, Reagan would have been. And I'm going to be honest, it probably would have been Washington, Lincoln, and Reagan or someone else.
So your vote in this?
Abraham Lincoln.
Is Abraham. It's not Trump.
No, no doubt. No, I think I need some time to figure it out.
Oh, do you? Oh, do you? Oh, it's been a nice show.
It's my show.
Somewhere around 12:05, I said, Trump needs a little more time. And then it's been Ryan hates Trump.
Do you know what your problem was? You said it too early in the show.
That's my fault.
Yeah.
I accept responsibility.
You needed to wait to see where I was so you could determine if you were agreeing with me. But I couldn't just I couldn't just agree with you.
Ryan, what do you think about this topic? I don't know. I'd like to hear your opinion first so I know where mine is.
I don't know how you... I mean, if if Donald Trump ends up being the second greatest president of the United States, second to Abraham Lincoln, you're still up there. And I think he is in the conversation of the greatest presidents ever. But I do want everyone to know that I had this thought first, but we do need a little more time.
Oh, did you? Do you think that based on what has already happened, he's already in the conversation, or yes, what you still think is going to happen?
No, I think he saved the Republic. I truly believe, mm-hmm, I think Donald Trump saved the Republic, but so did Lincoln. And Lincoln, we have the time to look back and judge what he did. What Abraham Lincoln did was so incredibly against the grain. He fought against what everybody else was doing in slavery. He fought against an idea that had existed basically from the beginning of time. Slavery is very biblical. I'm sorry to break it to people who want to use this as your number one talking point. The United States of America did not invent slavery, but we killed ourselves over ending it. And it was under the wisdom of the man from Illinois, Abraham Lincoln, that actually took place. So I'm a Lincoln. Real quick, Brad, you?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Lincoln. I always go back
and
forth.
See how I said that first and then he agreed with me?
Yep.
I'm Donald Trump.
Oh, man, we got 231 votes. 13% someone else, 18% Abraham Lincoln, 24% Washington, and 45% Donald Trump, who's shaking hands with Putin right now.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.